It would seem like a very strange thing, you know. Hashem demands thanks. Oh, isn't that kind of strange? We just said Hashem doesn't need anything, so Hashem needs our thanks. Absolutely not, right? So why does he say, you know, give me say be thankful? Why is it stress? So I think the idea is that Hashem doesn't know that. Hashem needs human beings to be sensitive to say thank you. And he wants to teach them that lesson. So that people should be able to recognize amongst themselves, not just vis-a-vis Hashem, but amongst themselves, the need to be truly grateful one to another. This is an interesting question. Hilchos Ribis in the laws of interest, lending with interest. If I loan you money, right, and you're Jewish, I'm not allowed to take interest from you, right? I can't take more money back than I got than I gave you. You know that halacha? It's called Ribis. If I give you $100 as a loan, you can't pay me back $120. It's forbidden. You can't pay me back $100 and give me a boat trip. You can't pay me back $100 and do anything which you wouldn't normally do for me, even if it's not monetary, because that's also a form of interest. So there's a question whether I could say, if I loan you $100, whether then you can say thank you. Because then, if you would say thank you, so then you're giving back me $100 plus the gratitude. It's actually somebody who asked this question. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when I quote it, he said, the question is ridiculous. So it's not possible that the Torah would not allow somebody to say thank you. On the contrary, the totality of the Torah is meant to teach a person good midah. And it's a proper and good midah to give acknowledgement and recognize that somebody did you a favor. So therefore, it's not possible to imagine that the Torah would forbid saying thank you for me giving you a loan. And therefore, he says, the question doesn't begin. So you actually, of course, can say thank you. So same thing here. In other words, it's not possible to a human being to be a good person unless he has this idea of thankfulness, of gratitude instilled within it. So therefore, Hashem says, you know what? Be grateful towards me and I'll reward you because that makes you better people. Not just I reward you by giving you goodies. It makes you a better person. You should want to be the best person you possibly be. And it's interesting that we finish this paragraph for Kel Hodos. Blessed, how is it translated? Blessed is the God of Thanksgiving. Very strange language, the God of Thanksgiving. It sort of sounds funny in English, but it also sounds funny in Hebrew. And the word Kel, Aleph Lamed, right? El Hodos. What does it mean? Kel literally translates as the strong one. The strong one, with that name, when they give that to Hashem, it means the strong and powerful one. So what does it mean? Well, strong and powerful doesn't really seem to fit here. Why don't you just say, you know, say something else, right? You could have found some other, Baruch Elokei Hodos, you know, Baruch Hashem Al Hodos, whatever. But I think that what the Pasuk is saying is that Hashem controls the world on the basis of the gratitude. If a person feels gratitude towards Hashem, the world is manipulated by Hashem with his strength in a positive way. If a person who doesn't give thanks to Hashem also, the world is manipulated by Hashem in a negative way. Everything is contingent. The tell, the strength of Hashem in dealing with this world, is contingent on hodos, is contingent on thanks. So in essence, you can look at the whole world as being measured. The din, the judgment of the whole world, is whether a person conveys Benonim Lamachom, between himself and God, and Benonim Lachadero, between himself and his fellow man, sufficient thanks. Is there enough thanks being conveyed by one to the other? Okay? We'll stop here for today. That's it.
I heard that you're not supposed to do too much thanks. Like, aren't you not supposed to, but we don't say...